We're back. Get over it. And yeah, Secret Invasion as well.
Back streets back. All right.
I can't believe. Oh, it's already. I quit. I know how many times I've said this before. It actually feels a bit weird because I thought, like, in my head, we weren't doing this anymore. And now that I'm back,
kind of closed the chapter.
It did a little bit, yeah. It did. But I'm glad we're back.
No, I am.
Oh yeah. I am. It sounds like you. Sounds like you're shocked.
No, I'm excited.
I'm excited. I've been a little bit excited.
Especially
all day.
More so because of Secret Invasion.
Yeah. Not the fact that I'm here and he hasn't seen me for ages, but yeah, Secret Invasion. That's all. Right. Show wise, so we are back.
We are.
Thanks. Do you know what? Partly because we missed it. I missed it. Anthony missed it as well. But also, thank you for all the messages when we retired.
I know.
We got loads of messages. And within like 10 minutes of me posting that tweet, I was like,
language.
This was the wrong decision. But I've done it now, so I've got to stick to it. And now I'm like, nah, it's been long enough. We can crack on.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a bit of a different show. Because we'll get into Secret Invasion in a minute. It's going to be a bit of a different show because it's still going to be like the basic show that we've always done. But I don't think we might not do news every week. If there's nothing really big or major to talk about, we'll probably skip.
We don't want to go looking. That's exactly. The difference. We haven't got the time between us to be sitting and trying to find news to provide to you. Like, if it's there and if it's big, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But we're not going to try and find bits to fill segments if we don't need to.
Exactly. We'll keep you up to date with the Ezra Miller Chronicles because that's just one of them things. That's big news.
Did you see his hair on the red carpet?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Hang on, don't diss Ezra Miller.
Why are you a 90s 12-year-old girl? 12-year-old girl in the 90s? It was totally.
Bit. Yeah, I buy that. Yeah, completely.
I was like, all right, getting ready for a Spice Girls concert, are we?
Have you seen it yet? Have you seen the Flash?
No, I haven't.
I haven't seen The Flash either.
No.
We saw Spider-Verse.
Yes.
I think we'll get you a Spider-Verse review at some point.
Yeah.
Patreon, maybe.
Yeah.
Because Patreon will be back as well.
Yeah,
we'll all be back. That'll stay the same. One episode a month on the Patreon. Don't know. We've still got the Sky High thing to do. We'll sort out Spider-Verse as well. I know, there is lots to catch up on. But again, we're going to keep it a little bit more chill. So again, we won't have news every week. I'm thinking, this is literally me thinking out loud with Anthony now. I'm thinking seasons. I'm thinking, like, we'll do Secret Invasion, and then if there's a couple of week gap between that and whenever the next show stops, that'll be the next season.
Yeah.
Because what we don't want to do is, we are busy, we really appreciate you all listening, but we want to keep it going as well. But
it's also a social aspect for us as well.
Yeah, because I've not got any other friends. It's just Anthony and you guys.
Wah, wah.
That's the only reason I'm back here. But yeah, that's it. We'll keep you posted on more updates as we go. But are you ready to talk Secret Invasion? That's like the quickest we've ever gotten to a review.
I know.
Let's do Secret Invasion.
Let's do it.
What did you think of it?
Loved it.
There you go, done. Ta-da.
See you next
at the
week.
End of the season, we'll see you in 6 weeks.
No, it did what I was hoping it would do.
Me too.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I wasn't like hoping for a miracle, but I just wanted to see it go in the right direction.
It's better.
And I feel like it's done that and a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I'm more than satisfied.
I was excited about it, but I was quite reserved and excited about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I was more hopeful than excited.
There's a bit of anxiety about it, to be honest. About whether it was going to do well or not.
Six more weeks of She-Hulk. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what. And She-Hulk had its problems. It had its benefits as well. You know, we like benefits, not benefits. Good things, that's it.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've done this. It had its good
positives.
Points as well. There you go, positives. I'm falling apart. It had its positives.
Yeah.
Had its positives, but it's not what I wanted out of this. And my concern was that it was going to be just a goofy, stupid, silly comedy. And it's probably the most dark Marvel thing I've ever seen in a really, really good way.
Loved it.
Right? I really enjoyed it.
Really, really enjoyed it.
We'll do a bit of a breakdown through the episode. I've made some notes. Not as many notes as usual, but we've made some notes. Can I just say, everyone looks really, really old.
Yeah.
Like, everybody. Even Emilia Clarke, that's not a dig.
No.
Because she doesn't look old. She doesn't look old in real life. I've seen interviews with her in the last couple of days.
But I think it's because the last proper thing we saw her in she was Khaleesi.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think she, I mean, she was dressed to the nines the whole time because she was supposed to look almost goddess-like.
Yes.
And I think that...
Now she's just your average Skrull.
Well, she's normal.
Yeah. She's trying to come across, she's trying to be look she's, normal
it's,
as well.
It's the whole blending in aspect and stuff, isn't it? Yeah. So she just looks like a normal girl.
Exactly.
And like the difference between obviously kind of that goddess look flying in on dragons and looking perfect constantly to that. Like it's just a bit of a wow.
It was a bit of a shock when I first saw Sam Jackson looks, I mean, he's still an absolute legend.
But I mean, he's about 135 anyway.
He looks like a proper granddad. And Mendo, Ben Mendelsohn, Talos, he's looking old as well. Still amazing.
So this is the one thing. I couldn't put his face and that voice together.
Why? Because you're used to him looking like Talos when he talks that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I saw him, I was like, is that really him? Yeah, is that really the voice?
Not just a dumb
that man.
No, just dumb. Do you not think he looks like he should have a voice like that?
Not at all.
What do you think his voice should be like?
Higher? It's dead deep.
It's quite deep, isn't it?
Like, it's just not what I expected from somebody who looked like him.
No.
Weird.
Fair play. I mean,
threw me for
is.
The first 5 minutes.
Did it?
Yeah.
Good. I hope you were really, really confused.
I was really confused up until the end of the fight in the gallery, the museum thing with that guy in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That was good, that.
It was good.
I enjoyed that.
But that was when I finally got to grips with his voice.
Yeah.
So it's a fair bit in.
He'll be dead next week. And you just won't get used to it. Let's talk about the opening then. Because we'd already seen half of the opening.
So we'd seen the first 5 minutes, hadn't we, with that password-y thing that they did.
Yeah. So we're not going to break down every little bit of it.
No.
Martin Freeman, Everett Ross.
Yeah.
Is a Skrull.
Yeah.
I couldn't get onto the fact that I think we kind of got it clarified later on. He's not been a Skrull the whole time.
No.
It's somebody... Somebody's impersonating.
Looking like him for now to get information.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very good. I really enjoyed it.
Really good.
Dark.
One continuity issue that I had.
Go on, what?
Them f***ing lights on that building were going on too quickly as they were running up the stairs.
Fucking hell,
it annoyed me. No, it did. It did get... It griped me. I'm not going to lie to you.
What if it was just... What you were thinking?
And I know it was just to make that bit happen quicker.
Yeah.
But I was like, there is no... Because when it... It was just going up them stairs, and then already the light above was coming on, and
maybe
then you were starting to see his head.
Maybe the sensor's further down.
But he didn't get up the second flight of stairs.
Maybe
to get
the sensor's
no,
at the bottom
no,
of the stairs.
No, it just didn't work.
Maybe
it wasn't
just
the sensor, it was actually physically seeing them. I was like...
Maybe it's just you know, coincidence, chicks, you know, and just every time he went up a floor, somebody happened to turn the lights on
you know,
every time.
You know, in My Chicks, when Terry Crews is like, they changed that fast.
Yeah.
They changed that fast. That's what I was like on the stairs.
I thought the other thing, the other issue was, why did they have to have the boom, boom, boom sound every time the lights came on?
I don't know.
It just, I mean, it was good at first, but it actually... was a bit jarring at the end. You know, it went on a little bit too long as well. It's like they didn't need to go up all 27 floors.
But I think that's why they sped it up. And I think that's the reason that it was happening so quickly because they just...
Benny Hill music would have been better if it was running upstairs. There you go, that's my singing for the week.
But that fall...
Yeah, it surprised me that he died because I hadn't... got onto the fact that he was a Skrull.
No, I hadn't.
I thought the person chasing him was a Skrull.
Yeah.
Who was chasing him? Talos.
It was Talos.
It was Talos, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, there was a lot to the episode.
There
was a lot to the
there
episode.
There was, yeah.
There was a lot to the episode. So after we got the opening, we got the titles.
Yeah.
This new title sequence.
Yeah.
It's like breaking the internet. Have you seen all this?
Yeah, it's like 50-50 split. Some people are liking it and some people are really not liking
people
it.
People are very upset at the fact that it's AI generated.
Right.
So they've used AI to do 90% of this.
Right.
Okay. It's a bit, I mean, it looks a bit weird.
90% of the opening?
The intro. Yeah, yeah. I think four people worked on it, but most of it was done by AI. And Twitter has just like completely shut down because people are saying that Marvel are disgusting and all these.
Oh, because they've taken the jobs away from.
Taken the jobs.
Right. Okay. I'm with you.
I mean, get over it, guys. I mean, just personally, me, it's like we're just looking for something to be offended by offense by. Someone could announce on Twitter tomorrow, Elon Musk could cure cancer tomorrow, and somebody would be offended by it.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's just open titles.
Yeah.
Everybody, AI didn't do the whole show. It's not Jonah's Awful. Do you know what I mean? It's a proper show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a proper show. Black Mirror. We're not doing Black Mirror. It's a lot, you know, it's not like loads of people have lost their jobs. It's one little bit of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying something new.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. I don't really like the titles. I like the music.
Yeah.
You've probably heard the music already. It might still be running over this. It might not be. I can't remember how long it is, and I don't know how long we've been talking. But, yeah, it's there. I like the music. I didn't like the titles. It was a bit weird. Yeah. I didn't really get what it was getting at. Does that make sense? It was just like random images of Sam Jackson and Skulls.
I just thought it was supposed to be like obviously to the point where we saw Sam Jackson, but like, I thought that most of it was just supposed to be like that faceless who's who. I thought it was just supposed to be like a...
I didn't really rate it. But again, I don't think it's the worst thing.
I don't watch it for the intro though, so...
No, neither do I. But I think I focused on it quite a lot because everyone was making a big deal out of it.
Yeah,
I avoided spoilers, but I saw that there was a big deal over these opening titles.
I mean, it's weird because you have something like this, but then you think about those intros to WandaVision.
Yeah.
Because they thought about them every single episode because it went with the decade.
Yes.
And the whole music was different. Like, it was just, they'd really thought about it.
Yeah.
And although this has probably been thought about, it hasn't.
It's not the same effect,
is it? Do you know what I mean? So,
Dear Siri, make an intro to Secret Invasion.
I just find it funny. Every user on TikTok using the AI thing, and then Marvel uses the AI thing, and they're like, what?
Marvel's clearly got better AI than we have.
Yeah.
I tried this Google Bard thing. I thought, you know what? Maybe we will put news in it. So I typed into Google Bard, because it's like Google's AI.
Yeah.
Write me a news segment for this week's latest comic book movie news. And I got a story about the Batman coming out of the pictures. And something about something else that was about 4 years old. And I thought, you know what? Clearly it's not that good.
Yep.
It's clearly not up to scratch with Marvel's. Anyway. No. They've clearly got a better one. The little Kevin Feige robot. Right, let's talk about the actual episode.
Did you see when somebody was talking to Snapchat about the fact that Queen Elizabeth was dead?
No.
And the person on Snapchat was like, don't say that about somebody. That's not very nice. Really? They're like, no, but she's dead. And like, she is not dead. And they were like, well, you're not up to date.
Maybe it is. Maybe it knows. Let's talk about the actual episodes. Going to the episode then. So, Talos and Fury meeting. I know it was a bit before that. That was like really deep.
It was.
Like they like hugged each other and like had the heads against each other. And I didn't realize they were
proper
that close.
Little moment.
They were, weren't they?
But you think about it though.
They've known each other.
They met 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and they're close enough, clearly, that Fury trusts Talos to be him.
Yeah.
While he's on Sabre.
Yeah, yeah.
So it does make sense. It just shocked me a little bit. Yeah, I didn't expect it for them to be going on with like full on hugs and kisses and all that sort of stuff. I know they weren't kissing, but Talos' wife's dead.
Yeah.
That shocked me.
That shocked me.
She must have died very recently because she was in No Way Home.
Yeah.
That was her, wasn't it? As Maria Hill.
We think so, yeah.
I think so, yeah. That it's dark.
Well, now I'm questioning whether it was her.
Why?
As Maria Hill. Well, because of the conversation that Maria had with Sam, that you left us, so she didn't go with him.
Yeah, but we saw her turn into a Skrull in No Way Home. Didn't we?
Did I forget about that?
Yeah, we did. I think. I don't even know if that's the right film. Might be No Way Home. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was her. It was her. I mean, it was a Skrull. It might just not have been Sorin.
Was it Far From Home?
No, I want to go in. Oh, yeah, Far From Home.
Yeah.
That one. Which was number two?
It was number two.
Far From Home.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm just not doing the podcast so long. I just forgot what movies are. Hey, who's Spider-Man?
Okay, so at some point then there were two Marias just chilling about.
Chilling about on Earth.
Yeah.
The real Maria's just gone on holiday. Just chilled out. Just thought, Fury's off. Boss isn't here.
Maybe she went to see Phil Coulson for a bit.
The boss isn't here. What, he's dead?
Anybody came back? Don't know if it's canon.
Is it canon though?
Don't know.
That's the thing. Good segue, Anthony. There's a lot of people thinking that this is going to have something to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently when you go on Disney Plus and you go down to like the other recommended shows, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is in there. And there were rumours that Daisy was going to be in it.
Quake.
I can't see it. I think they've kind of had their opportunity now to bring Coulson back.
Yeah, I think it's been and gone.
Yeah, I do. But then they do seem to be doing this like whole recast. I mean, spoilers for the end, Maria dies. Do you know what I mean? That's like a big...
That.
We didn't do a spoiler warning. Sorry. you'll be all right.
I was really upset.
I was upset.
I literally went, no!
I know, at the telly. I know.
Like, but then, in my head, I went, it's because she's a Skrull. And then I saw the look on Sam's face, and I was like, he's the Skrull, so that means she's really... And I was...
Yeah, that was my first thought as well.
Me whole, like, I just... I got sad. Like, my whole demeanour just changed. I just got really sad.
It's like, it feels...
She was in the first Avengers film.
Exactly.
Like, she's been one of the longest players in this. Although not a massive part.
No.
She's...
consistent.
Yeah.
She's always there. She's always in the background.
And then for that to happen in episode one, yeah. I was just like...
But it sells the, we're getting rid of everybody. Because I don't think we're going to see Nick Fury again. I'm not convinced we're going to see Talos again. I know we're jumping around now, but the whole... like that fight in the gallery, it seems we're making a big point of Talos.
He's not able to keep up the fight.
He's what, 146 years old or something like that.
They made a point of saying about his age as well.
So I think this is us. I think this is the show explaining to us that he's getting on. This is probably going to be like his last mission.
Yeah.
And whereas we've not had him for that long though, when you think about it.
Yeah.
In that many projects. He's only been in, is this his third project?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So that's his third thing, but maybe they're making too big a deal of it if he goes then, because he has only been in two other things and one of them was 10 seconds at the end of Far From Home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's going to be a bit of a passing of the torch. Like, he, at the moment, he's the Skrull contact.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to become Gaia instead. Amelia Clark's character.
So we ended up finding out that Amelia Clark is Gaia.
Yeah. That's, I think we knew that.
We kind of knew. But there was the whole realize, because obviously they found out that there was a bomb.
Yeah. So Gravik wants to make a bomb to start a war between the US and Russia.
Yes.
A little bit close to home.
I know.
A little bit on the nose, isn't it?
I thought that.
Yeah. Bit scary. It's got me thinking, is Biden a Skrull? But you never know. You never know. But yeah, so that's the whole gist of it.
Yeah.
They've robbed something in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And Fury goes to Olivia Colman's character and trying to find out what.
Brilliant already,
Let's
by the way.
Let's talk about Olivia Colman's character, Sonya.
So, Sam getting kidnapped.
Yes.
And then just hearing her voice and it still being dark.
Yeah,
I was like, brilliant intro to Olivia Colman.
Yeah.
And just the dry, dark humour from her.
Yeah.
I just really loved all of it. I loved the way she spoke to him. She was just like, I'm the big player here. You can...
language!
Right off.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that kind of feel.
But you can tell it's not been like that previously.
No.
It was kind of like, oh my God, this is Nick Fury. And now it's like, I'm in charge now. You know, I'm superior to you sort of thing. You're the old fella, retired. You can't hold your own anymore, basically.
Yeah.
And she kind of enjoyed that power.
Yeah.
Is she a Skrull?
I think she is.
Do you?
Yeah.
I could see it. Maybe.
I think she is.
Who's a Skrull? Who are we going? Who's clearly a Skrull at this point?
Okay.
Other than Talos and Gaia.
Do you want to hear my theory?
Yeah, go on.
President.
Yeah.
President of the United States.
Yeah.
And he's going to get killed, and that's when Ross is going to step in. And that's how we'll get the intro to Brave New World.
I like that. I think that's a good shot.
I think right now he is...
He's the dude from Scream.
No, no.
And my best friend's
what's,
wedding.
No, no. And not friends. Stop talking about them things. What's the second
the
in command
days.
Of the president? Not deputy.
The vice
not
president.
Assistant. Vice.
Yeah.
The deputy.
The deputy. Hello, I'm the deputy president.
I'm the deputy president. So I think that Ross is...
vice president.
Vice president at the minute. And I think he'll then be sworn in.
That'd be interesting.
And I think that's how they'll do it.
Yeah, I like that. Like, that's a good shout, that.
That's our theory. Think perfect way to do it, isn't it, really?
It is good, yeah. I think that's decent. I don't know how I feel about Ross being president. I know that's where it's going. That's where it's supposed to be going. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. It just feels like weird that he'd then go on to be Red Hulk. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know he's going to be Red Hulk. But it feels weird that that's the direction
I really want
go.
Them to give president him an orange then. Tan and blonde hair, though.
Yeah, just do it.
Just take the piss out of Trump with it, and then he hulks out. And
just make him hulk out in his orange,
yeah,
and with a wig. Do it. I'm good with that.
But yeah, so
talk about the Skrulls.
Go on.
So the thing with the Skrulls, for a start, because we went going back to Gaia, it shocked me that I didn't expect her to be the bad guy with the bad guys.
Yeah,
I know we don't know she's not. To be fair, even at the end of the episode, I didn't expect that. That surprised me quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was kind of going to be like a bit of a loner. Like, she wasn't with Talos, but she wasn't with the bad guys. She just wanted to do her own thing. So it surprised me, even from, like, the whole, like, when they brought that Skrull in, and it was like, this is, like, our, little hideaway. That's, I didn't get onto the fact straight away that it was the bad guys.
Part of me was wondering whether she's already technically undercover with them to find out what it is they're doing.
Maybe.
And I think there's something bigger planned, which is why she's had to let this smaller thing go ahead. Right, if that makes sense.
Did she let this smaller thing go ahead, though?
Yeah.
Are you completely on board with the fact that she was, that it was all like a trap?
I'm on board with the fact that although she marked them, she knew that they were one step ahead on this one.
Oh, see, I'm not. I think maybe as well, but I don't think it's glaringly obvious. I think it could be either.
I think that's what's happened because she's aware that there is a bigger plan, and although this may begin tensions between US and Russia,
yeah,
I think there's something else that's going to be much bigger, and I think she is trying to figure out more so that she can stop it.
Okay,
and that's why she's there,
right?
Because even when he said, you need to ask your bosses how your mum died or something, like whatever that conversation was, she was shocked, and you could see that it was hurting her.
It was actual.
But she was still going with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be the only reason why.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Like,
does that make sense?
Yeah, completely, yeah.
So that's where I...
It's a bit too... I mean, it's not too complicated. I'm enjoying the fact that we don't know.
Again,
like we said before this even came out, it's like the fact that we've gone into something and we didn't even know what it was about.
Amelia Clark did an interview recently and she talked about the security Zoom meeting that they had.
Yeah.
She said, I felt like I was going to get killed. She said...
She's just amazing to
work. In the first 3 days of filming, she switched her phone off and took the SIM card out of her phone because she was so frightened.
Really?
Of cocking up, and spoiling anything. Because they were like, even down to you taking a selfie in your hotel room and stuff like that. People will work out your time and date, where you are, and they can work out what you're doing from that. They were like, so... We're not just talking social media, we're talking everything. You've got to be so careful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she just totally freaked out and just took her SIM card off her phone.
Because do you know what though, especially if she's looking to build on this character.
Yeah.
Then you've got to be safe, haven't you? Because you don't want to go, although Mark Ruffalo's still in the MCU. And so is Tom Holland. And they're stuff like this. But yeah, I think she's going to be... I still can't decide though whether she's going to be like a major, major character going forward, like in general in the MCU, whether she's going to be a one and done and she'll be dead by the end. She's secretly running the show.
I'm wondering whether she is not going to be like around all the time, but for example, maybe she's going to pop up in the Marvels.
Maybe.
Because she's got the relationship with Carol Danvers and stuff like that. Yeah. Maybe there's the potential that she's going to be in that, and it just sets her up as being a smaller character that's kind of around.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And with it being an alien as well, because a lot of people that we've got hanging around are humans.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a couple that aren't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. See, I can see her being the big bad.
Can you?
Mm. And she's somehow manipulating this Gravik dude, but he doesn't really get it. Does that make sense? Like, he's going to be working for somebody bigger. It's not him completely running it.
Yeah, yeah.
He seems to have some sort of past relationship with Fury. That's the sort of vibe I got.
Yeah.
Like he knew him.
Maybe he's working for the president if the president is the Skrull.
Maybe that's the way bad guy.
Because when...
Maybe the president is Gaia. You don't know?
Well, what I was going to say was, because obviously we've got the scene with War Machine, haven't we? Talking to the president and saying, Nick Fury's on Earth.
Yeah.
And he looks irked.
Irked.
By the fact that Sam Jackson's back on.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, is he thinking he's the one person that can get...
I'm just thinking as well, Rhodey and the president can't both be Skrulls.
No.
Because of the interactions.
I'm certain it's the president.
I think it's too obvious making Rhodey a Skrull.
Yeah, yeah.
I read something online, I can't remember who it was, one of these Marvel Scoopers on Twitter, and they said that somebody in this series is going to be discovered to have been a Skrull, like this whole time, I think is what it was implying, and it's going to shock everybody.
Ooh.
But I think Rhodey's too obvious.
Yeah, Rhodey is too obvious.
Because he's all over all the Marvel
materials.
But we could
get somebody we haven't seen yet.
What, like another, you mean like somebody we've seen in the MCU?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I could see that, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be someone who comes into the next episode and is around for the next three, and then it gets found out that...
Well, remember, so in this, we saw obviously like Emilia Clarke go in, and she obviously already knew that they were... They're not just copying people, they're replacing people.
Yeah.
So they're taking a person and they're putting them in this pod and taking their memories and stuff like that. So she obviously knows that's happening to that small degree. Because in the trailer, there's a scene in the trailer for like a couple of seconds where she looks like horrified and she's in what looks like a warehouse full of them.
Right.
So I don't think she understands
how many
Skrulls are even on Earth, probably.
Yeah.
But also how many people who have been taken over.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that scene because I'm hoping that there's going to be at least one big name in there where we're going to be like, what the how are they a Skrull? They might not have been a Skrull the entire time.
Yeah.
But that, you know, they are now. But it can't be anyone with powers.
No.
Because Skrulls don't have... Skrulls don't, apart from the Super Skrull, which we think is going to be Gravik because we've seen him with powers, Skrulls don't have powers in the comics. But then the guy who's directing this was told specifically by Kevin Feige, do not read the comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't want him to read the comics. So they could go off on one slightly differently, but if they stick to that rule, Skrulls don't have powers. So you're looking at somebody big in the MCU with no powers.
I've forgotten her name. What if it's Natasha's sister?
Yelena.
Elena.
Yeah, could be. I'm going Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go on, Sam. I think that'd just be amazing. But he's Captain America 4, isn't he? His main character.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sit right, would
it? Because he's done all the training and stuff like that to become in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah. No, but it goes back to that. He's like, how can he be Captain America without Super Soldier Serum? But is he already sort of strong and super resilient? And has he been there planned the whole time?
Well, no, because that's what I'm saying. He had to train up, didn't he? We had the whole montage.
Yeah, I suppose we wouldn't see it. We wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Bucky, I don't know. Bucky's got powers, hasn't he?
But then Bucky, if it was from the beginning, then...
Yeah, but he could have been taken over. Could have been brainwashed
as a Skrull.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not even brainwashed. But then
wouldn't, if he was...
Could have been since he's been brainwashed. I don't know. I'm doing randoms now.
But Yelena, Yelena would be a good one.
I think Yelena would be a good one. Yeah.
Because it makes sense as to why she's so damn cocky.
Yeah, it'd be good. Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Then again, but she'd have to have been replaced. It couldn't have been like, she's been there the whole time. I think it's too deep for her to have been there the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Because for like all of Hawkeye, for example.
No, you've never seen Hawkeye. You're not going to see Hawkeye again, are you? But that's another one, yeah? Could be Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited, though. Ant-Man, Scott.
I did think Ant-Man, and then I was like...
That'd be a good one. I hope it's somebody, though, who we are. I hope it's legit the rumour anyway.
Yeah.
But I also hope it's somebody that's going to make me go, oh my God, like pure gobsmacked.
Yeah.
And not Rhodey's a Skrull.
Yeah.
Because that'll be disappointing.
I know.
If they try and make a big deal, that's a big shock.
Yeah.
I just think it's too obvious. Because he's been, purely because of how long he's been in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pepper. Definitely. I don't know. I'm just putting it out. Could be, though.
Yeah, could be.
That makes sense completely. Yeah. I'll be honest with you guys. We've just been out.
We nipped out.
We're back. I can't remember what we were talking about. This is what happens when you haven't got notes. Who's a Skrull? Pepper Potts.
That was the last thing
you
said.
Let's talk about the ending. Okay. Everybody died.
I mean, some big explosions.
Everybody may as well.
Did that girl with the beach ball die? She was creepy. She made me think of The Shining.
It was Gravik.
Who's Gravik?
The bad Skrull.
That was him as well.
Did you not get onto this?
Oh, I can't keep up. You know.
So when Nick Fury got to Russia, there was the woman on the bench.
So they were all Gravik.
Yeah, and then there was the little girl.
He gets around.
And then there was the dude in the pub who he bought vodka for.
How's he that quick?
It's all Gravik. He's a super Skrull. Got super speed and super venom powers and super hearing and stuff. So Brave Star. Yeah.
Okay. So it was all him.
It was all him.
And then he was Sam.
It was who? Oh, Sam Jackson. I was thinking it was Sam.
Nick Fury.
It was Nick Fury. I didn't expect the ending to go the way the ending went.
Mate, I was...
And he's like, devastated still.
I shouted, no. And then I was like, oh my God, because maybe Nick realises she's a Skrull.
Yeah.
And then the look on Nick Fury's face, I was like, no, he's the Skrull, which means she's actually been shot. And then I was all upset again.
Yeah.
It was like a whole mix of emotions in about the space of 0.78 seconds.
Do you not think in that whole scene when you saw like when you saw Samuel Jackson like shooting the gun and stuff like that, he looked like a really old man.
He did look like a really old
like
man.
Like he wasn't holding the gun.
Is
properly.
That beard real or is it a fake beard?
I don't know. Fake.
I feel like it looks a bit fake, but it could be real.
Maybe.
Don't know why I care.
I don't know why you care. It's going to be that big a deal under it's growing a beard.
But no, like that. But it's kind of made me go, okay, we're in this.
Oh, this is like
this is. Hitting the fan.
Yeah.
So I feel
pure
like a
shock
bit,
value.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel a bit good about the series, but I am really genuinely gutted.
Yeah. I'm gutted that she's gone.
I'd say she's
completely.
Been there since the first Avengers film, so she's...
She's like a...
an original, basically, although not main.
Phase one.
She's been there the whole time.
And she always...
And involved.
She always came across as, like, somebody who would still always be there was hard as nails. Do you know what I mean? So the fact that she's gone. Yeah. But again, it's... I think text you afterwards denying it was like we've already mentioned this is like the changing of the guard now this is full on this is like getting rid of the last few people not I don't think the track that like we want to get rid I think they just these people don't want to be in it anymore.
Do you know, it could be a Skrull.
Who?
Emily Van Camp.
That's a big theory online. Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, yeah,
because it makes sense as to why she became the power broker after being such a good person. Do you know what I mean?
She got replaced.
Yeah
but I'll still feel a little bit like let down if that's the big reveal.
Oh yeah,
that's
the big reveal.
I just want him to be somebody huge.
Yeah.
It could be. Do you know what? It could be Ross. No, because then it's Harrison Ford, isn't it?
Yeah,
and he's going to be he's going to be Red Hulk.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but he's not Red Hulk yet, so it could be
Pepper. Going Pepper.
You going Pepper?
Going Pepper Potts. Tom Holland. Happy. Can you imagine if Happy's been it and he's been like
a Skrull the whole time?
He's been pulling all the strings the entire time.
That'd be insane.
There you go. That's my prediction. Happy is a Skrull. But he was in hospital because he nearly died in Iron Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
And he probably would have. But he never died, so he could have just kept his Skrull form. Yeah. Maybe. I'm going Happy or Pepper. Someone who's been there from since the beginning.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. That's the show. That was the... Not our show. We've got more stuff to talk about. That was the show.
Episode. Yeah, yeah.
So, a couple of things. Firstly, part of me was like they should have released episode 1 and 2 together.
Yeah.
But then... You couldn't have ended episode 1 on that and then gone straight into the episode.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming
that. Good cliffhanger.
Plus, there's only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So they wanted to drag it out over a 6-week period, clearly. We've talked about Twitter and we've talked about people slating the VFX, the intro and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem. Right. I'm keeping off Twitter. We're not going to be as active on Twitter. Sorry, guys, but it's just like a. Dumpster fire. It's just full of people just hating on everything.
It's too negative.
It's just proper negative. Yeah. This show is getting slated on Twitter. People are saying it's really poor and it's not very good and it's boring and people just don't seem to like it. And I don't understand. If you don't like it, I get it. I don't get it, but I get that some people, not everybody likes the same thing.
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
It's all the same people who didn't like She-Hulk and didn't like Ms. Marvel who now don't seem to like this.
Yeah.
What do you... I'm not... We've just talked about this in the car.
It's completely different from everything else. So why do you still not like it?
Yeah, so even me, like, I've proper got superhero fatigue.
Yeah.
I have. Yeah. I still, you know, at heart, enjoy Marvel. I've been going back over the last couple of months watching Marvel again from the start, and I'm watching phase 1 and 2. I think I'm nearly at the end of phase 2. And I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And it upsets me a little bit because I go back and I watch all this good stuff and I'm like, that's just not where Marvel is anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is 100% a step in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
So what do you want?
I know.
What do you want? It's good. It's solid. Stop moaning about everything, Anthony.
I think it's just... I think people have just haven't got over the fact that we've got no Iron Man and Cap anymore.
No, I get that.
I genuinely think that that's what it is. I think people are like, you've killed off the two most popular ones that we all absolutely adore, and we're not happy with whatever you're going to spout out now because it's not got them in it. So we're just going to all over that. That's what it feels like to me. Get alive.
Exactly. It is only a comic book TV show.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, guys.
No.
Says us, who come back and start doing a podcast. Sitting in his box room with headphones on. With toys around us, talking about a comic book movie. Yeah, it is what it is, isn't it? Well, we enjoy it. It was good. I really enjoyed it. I'm really looking forward to next week. And again, considering how hesitant I was before it came out, excited, but a little bit worried.
It just feels consequency, and that's what I like about it again.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just
I want a death. Oh,
we've wrapped it up and everything's happy again. It's like we've just had a good death.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hit the fan. This is it now.
Exactly.
So I'm quite.
As long as they don't go back on this and go, oh, it wasn't really Maria. It was a scroll.
She was a scroll all along. Yeah, but she didn't change.
I know, but she might not.
And they all change when they die.
She might not have been fully dead. I don't know. It's just, yeah, just don't go back on it.
No.
If you're going to go with it, go with it. Like we said, don't bring Tony back. But yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. Next week, can't wait. We've got a few PodFans Assemble messages. Let's do PodFans Assemble.
Okay.
PodFans Assemble.
Okay, so Matt said, the AI opening titles aside, I thought it was solid. There was a lot of exposition and figuring out who's who of the characters we haven't seen before when names are said, but thought it was handled well. I do think we should have gotten two episodes back to back to really get the momentum going, and this one might be stronger when watched that way in the future, but had a good time with it.
Yeah, and I get that. I don't get the hate for the what's it called? The titles.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
I'm just not asked enough. Like, is my honest answer.
Yeah,
I don't care.
No. I don't know. That might sound mean, but yeah, I don't really. Yeah. I'm not really that bothered.
No,
it's a tiny little thing. We'll pick it all. Exactly.
I'm watching it for the episode,
not for a little bit of credit. They've not used AI for the whole thing.
No, the whole thing.
I'm sure there's like VFX artists doing all the jobs for the rest of the thing. It's just one of those things. And whilst I agree, as I said, the episode one and two, I just think this ending of episode one wouldn't have been as powerful.
Did you know? So one of my friends. Noticed that there was a scene in there that was filmed in Halifax.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the bank Halifax the police?
No, the place. Okay. The place Halifax.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I did wonder where it was filmed.
Yeah, yeah. It's been in the UK.
Has it?
There's been certain areas in the UK that have been, yeah, yeah.
Might recognise some other bits and pieces as well.
There's been places in all of Europe, so I think it just depends on like what kind of setting
they want to go for. Yeah,
especially
yeah.
if they want things looking a bit more Russian.
Yeah.
Per se. You're going to go kind of towards...
You can't really go to Russia at the moment, can
well,
you?
Well, no. So, no. But I think it was...
But you could when this
was
filmed.
One of the Scandinavian
yeah.
places. Because I'm sure we got IKEA. A message off somebody, didn't we?
They filmed it in the Halifax, the NatWest, and then the IKEA next door.
But didn't we get a message off a fan?
We did.
That had said...
I can't remember
they'd been
it was,
there
though.
At filming.
Yeah.
Ken said, really liked it a lot. This Fury isn't the Fury we know. And then he's questioning whether it's a Skrull.
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's something not right with Fury.
Yeah.
But then I'm questioning...
Well, everyone said it. You've changed.
But what about Ms. Marvel? Not Ms. Marvel, the Marvels. Because Fury's in that.
Yeah.
But again, we still don't know what it's set.
Don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't Fury.
Don't know.
And it was just like a bad Skrull. I don't know.
He then went on to say, wasn't too sold when Amelia was announced as being in the cast, but this is possibly the best acting I've seen from her so far.
Yeah, she was good.
Like the opening scene, that alone poses loads of questions, and the ending was really surprising and impactful.
Think we'll get Ross in it again?
Do I think we'll get Ross in it again?
Think we'll see Everett Ross again, Martin Freeman?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think that's just info.
Yeah, maybe.
Surely we must do, because they could have very easily just said he's been a Skrull all along, but then I think that would have taken away from Black Panther, because he was really good in Black Panther.
Yeah.
And if he'd been a Skrull the whole time, it wouldn't have come. Yeah. It just would take away from that movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So there's a danger with whoever turns out to be a Skrull.
I know.
Not even who is a Skrull, how long they've been a Skrull.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Even if Rhodey was a Skrull and it turns out he's been a Skrull for the whole time,
yeah,
it'll take away from other things that he's done.
Totally.
So far, like breaking his legs, shattering his legs. I mean, I don't know how super strong Skrulls are like, but. You'd argue, would that have happened? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I know. Jesse said that ending. The show looks promising from what's been set up in that opening episode. Can't wait to see more of it. It had Winter Soldier vibes.
Yes.
I think this could be a hit series for them. I agree.
I do. Winter Soldier, my fave.
Yeah.
My favourite. Thanks, guys, for
Cheers,
that.
Guys.
Those PodFans Assemble. We didn't even really put a thing out on Twitter.
No, we didn't,
but again,
so it was nice to still get a little bit of feedback.
Yeah, we'll probably keep Twitter a little bit later. But yeah. They were all off the Discord. So yeah. the Discord never stopped. The Discord has still been going
it's continued.
The last month or so since we decided to stop doing the podcast. But it's still there, so go over to the Discord. There's a link in the description.
Do it.
I think we're done. Should we wrap up? I've still got my wrap-up notes. I've got them wrap-up notes. These are old ones, but we'll run with it. We're not going to cover what it says we're going to cover because we probably already covered it or missed it. So we'll do patron shout-outs. Thanks to Geekin8, Kenneth, Knight Spearhead, Richard, Jessica, Avid Gamer, Sheldon, and Michael for supporting the show. Patrons still get exclusive access to the bonus podcast Into the Podverse. Brand new episodes every month, like we said. There will be an episode. We'll do an episode for July, because we've nearly finished June now, haven't we?
Yeah.
We'll do an episode for July. We don't know what yet. It might be Spider-Verse, might be, what did we say, Sky High. Might be something completely different. We don't know.
Maybe.
We'll let you know when we figure it out, because we don't know. Patrons also get discounts off merch and the ability to listen to the show being recorded live every week. We've not done it this week because we didn't know when we were going to do it, but we'll be back next week. If you want to access all the extra content and support the show, you can head over to patreon.com/thatsuperherothing or hit the link in the description. Other than that, though, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, thanks if you for come coming back, guys.
I mean, we haven't put it out yet. I haven't edited it yet, so I don't know how many people are actually going to listen.
All three of you.
But weirdly,
thank you for coming.
I said this to you. Awesome. Subscribers have increased since we stopped.
What?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like...
because we didn't announce on the show like we
Mozart
stopped.
Wasn't very famous till he was dead.
Yeah.
I think it might be that.
So we either need to like quit
we
again.
We killed
or
the
need
podcast
to kill, yeah.
And then everyone started loving it. Wow.
Maybe if it's fame. I'm only kidding. Maybe. Depends how everything goes at work. Anyway, so we will be back next week. With episode, I had to think about what we were going to do
then.
Episode two, A Secret Invasion. if you don't already, make sure to check out the socials, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Probably going to be a little bit quieter on the socials, particularly Twitter. Because
but we will still read any messages that get sent through to us.
Yeah,
stuff,
still so. Send us a message for the Pod Fans Assemble. We'll still post the calls for Pod Fans Assemble on Instagram. We'll still post them on Twitter as well. We'll still do the episode announcements, all that sort of stuff. You know, marketing for all the new episodes, that type of thing. But if you want to get involved with the proper conversation, go over to the Discord, as we said. That's going to be the place to get in touch with us.
Definitely.
And obviously talk to all the other listeners as well. And let them know what you think about everything when it comes out.
Nice little community we've got going
it
there.
It's a good little community we've got building up in there. If you enjoyed the show as well, make sure you're following us on your favourite podcast platform and leave us a rating and review on Apple or Spotify. The more 5-star reviews you get, how we go up the charts. And we need it now because we've not got any episodes for the last 6 weeks. So yeah, some 5-star reviews would be awesome. Other than that,
cheers, guys.
As we said, it is good to be back.
It is.
Feels a little bit weird being back, but I like it.
Me too.
So, yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back, and we'll see you next week.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.